I'm Richard Bryant. This is The Week That Is. Tonight, Baroque harmonies. In particular, the harpsichord. And why an instrument that some think is divisive and annoying is actually one of the most complex and beautiful ever to be played. We'll look at its sounds and its parts and how it comes together to create music in a way unlike anything else in the history of Western music. Tonight, on The Week That Is, we tell the story of the harpsichord. One of the complaints, one of the things one hears about the harpsichord is that there are no distinctions. There are no distinctions between loud and soft, between forte and pianissimo. Fortissimo, or pianissimo. But that's not really true within a phrase or series of phrases. If they're played well, you can create the effect of diminuendo, of crescendo, no questions asked. And a good piece to hear that in is one by Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, who was Johann Sebastian Bach's second son, and a piece that's called Variations on La Folia. And you'll hear, as the name sort of implies, sort of the change of the seasons, like foliage, all sort of the huge range of colors that the harpsichord is capable of. And it gives question and sort of undercuts this lie that the instrument doesn't have variety, doesn't have depth, and will let the instrument speak for itself.
Someone once asked, is it a travesty to play Bach's harpsichord music on a piano, whether it's CPE or Johann Sebastian? I would say no, not at all. Bach was a great composer and performer, but he was well known in his time as a technical expert on all keyboard instruments. He was in demand as an expert to evaluate the quality of all church organs around him, and when the pianoforte, or as the piano as we call it today, was invented, Frederick the Great, the emperor, had some experimental models and invited Bach to Potsdam to come and try them out. If Bach had a modern piano, he would have used it and composed for it. He loved both. Some sound better for one, some sound better for the other. He could make one do things that the other could not. But remember this. If we wanted an authentic Bach performance, we would sit in a dimly lit Lutheran church, probably too chilly, next to someone who had never heard of deodorant, listening to poorly tuned small-town performers sight-read Bach's new cantata for the week, while others in the pew ignore the music and whisper to each other about the high price of wheat this winter, and gossip about whether the Kapellmeister had been seen again in the organ loft with that unmarried woman. This piece, especially in the fugue at the end when the last subject arrives in the bass and you can double it in the octaves and you make it really powerful. It's a piece that was played by Liszt and Mendelssohn, by many of the great pianists. The Italian Concerto in F Major. It's a really smooth piece. There are long legato sections. Some people choose to use a lot of pedal, others don't. Again, one best heard on a big grand piano. Third, one of my personal favorites, the Goldberg Variations. The Toccata and Fugue in C minor. And finally, the Art of the Fugue. Again, because it's about an hour and a half long, much like the Goldberg. And you can hear the singing style in it, giving a sound of voices in it. You can hear the sound of different voices in each. And I think that's a huge plus. But again, these five, particularly the Goldberg variations, are somehow better today and more evocative emotionally on the piano. And so tonight I leave you with the undisputed master of the Goldbergs, Glenn Gould. Good night.